This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The woman whose husband was fatally shot at the Boulder King Supers in March 2021 says she's relieved that the man accused of committing that crime has been found mentally competent to proceed to trial. El Mahoney's husband, Kevin, was killed in the parking lot of the store.
The 10 people who lost their lives at King Supers that day, including my husband, they absolutely had the right to live out the rest of their lives. And those rights were taken away that day in a sudden and brutal way.
Prosecutors hope to set a date for a preliminary hearing next week. The U.S. Senate is again working to make it possible for cannabis companies to access bank services. Currently, businesses that operate in states where cannabis is legal have trouble because cannabis is still illegal federally. At a stop in Grand Junction, Senator John Hickenlooper said he's optimistic the SAFE banking bill may finally get done.
There are a number of Republicans, moderate Republicans, who are signed on. Do we have 60 votes yet? You know, we need to pick up a few more Democrats, a few more Republicans, but I definitely think there's hope.
The law would prohibit federal officials from penalizing banks who work with legal cannabis businesses. And this is CPR News. And if you're headed through Glenwood Canyon tonight, please be cautious. A flash flood watch has just been issued. It's in effect till 10, so the canyon is open, but that could change. It's 7:06.